Hi, this is Jerry Pippin, and welcome to our Memory Show. Tonight we're talking about Jack Webb. Interesting thing, before we play this Stan Freberg takeoff of Dragnet, Jack Webb's premier television series, is I got a note from Dick Brescia and Associates today. As you know, on KBIX Radio, Stan Freberg is the host of our daily, or our nightly, I guess I should say, When Radio Was series, featuring digitalized versions of old-time radio shows. Well, we got a note from Dick Brescia that Stan is not doing well. Stan's either 76 or 78. I don't remember right now. And according to Dick, he can't talk. He has an illness. And I hope it's something, you know, just passes. He doesn't specify how serious it is. But Stan, get well. And folks, if you'd like to check out When Radio Was here on the website, you'll see the picture of Stan Freberg right here. Just click it right on. And you'll go over and you can hear When Radio Was anytime, 24/7, just like everything else on the JerryPippin.com website. And, of course, the KBIX listeners, every night at 9, we have When Radio Was. Stan Freberg recently, on one of these shows, said that Jack Webb had credited him with this record for getting in the top 10. Stan noted that this was the first time a comedy record had sold 1 million copies plus. So I guess they both were beholden to each other. Here is a takeoff on Dragnet by Stan Freberg.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Said you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He banged me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and, like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m., I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new .45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
You had to be around in the 50s to appreciate how funny that really was and how successful that record was. Get well, Stan. Oh, by the way, Guess what? Hollywood's taking another crack at Dragnet for 2003. I can hardly wait. How about you? This has been a memory segment. I'm Jerry Pippin.